Also, in its flurry of late-night activity, the Senate considered one of its top priorities, coal ash, and what to do about 100 million tons of the waste stored in ponds next to waterways around the state. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports it never got to a vote.
The North Carolina House and Senate have had nearly a month to reach a compromise between two versions of the same bill. The sides generally agree on the outline. They create a commission to oversee the closing of Duke Energy's 33 storage ponds. They require each pond to be rated as high, medium, or low risk, and they assign timelines and methods for closure depending on that risk level. But Representative Chuck McGrady of Henderson County says negotiations broke down mid-yesterday.
Yeah, we reached an impasse over really about two issues. And the Senate's position was you take our position, and the House's position was no.
McGrady says the House wanted to prohibit the low-risk classification from any coal ash ponds that are at the same depth as groundwater. That's because the ash can leach arsenic and lead, among other heavy metals, and in low-risk ponds, it could stay where it is, covered by a tarp. The other sticking point is over when Duke can seek to charge its customers for the cleanup. The House put a two-year moratorium on that, while the Senate's would expire in January. Unable to agree, senators made a last-ditch effort to pass something. They nearly re-voted on a version of the bill they unanimously rejected a month ago. But when it came time, well, after midnight, senators agreed to postpone and start negotiations again when they meet in November. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.